So you know, it's always a good morning with the Bryant Park Project blog and web editor. Laura Conaway is here in studio with today's dose of web sunshine. Hi, Laura.
Morning. How are you?
Fine. What's going on in the blogosphere world?
Well, as we all know, Allison Stewart is out on maternity leave.
Indeed.
She actually tweeted this morning a little bit before 6, I think.
Oh, really? So still no baby.
Yeah, she came on Twitter and posted still no baby, basically, but promises some word by Friday.
Filling the void of the baby is the fact that she gets to tell us all her thoughts on the blog and tweeting and...
Yeah, she's in
there. That piece in the New York Times that was about all the new morning shows like Us and The Takeaway and all the different ways public radio is trying to change around what you listen to in the morning.
Yeah, so she came in, Allison homed in on a particular paragraph in that, and she blogged about it. The Times had written that we'd had a, quote, tough start. They said one host, Luke Burbank, remember him, quit just before the first day,
dead
October 1st.
Luke.
And he says the remaining host, Allison Stewart, is on maternity leave, a tough start.
Yeah, she didn't really like that very much.
She did not. And she blogged about it yesterday. It struck me that this paragraph fed into the idea that having a baby is a liability for women in the workplace. And she asked readers whether they thought it was basically, you know, kind of sexist. The first commenter in the door was a guy, Mark, who wrote, "Tough start would be an appropriate phrase in any circumstance that causes any host to be away from the show."
Okay, yeah, and Danny Brothers clocked in against mothers of young children working. He had a different take. He said, quote, "My mother worked and sent me to a sitter as a kid, and I'm fine. She, however, didn't work until I was 3 or so. So sitters can be fine in general, but many people have very bad experiences with sitters, or they just need to have their parents." He, like, took the conversation in a totally different direction, wanted to make a bigger statement about women who work and have kids at the same time.
But Caleb wrested it back from him. "I wouldn't call it sexist, but I don't care for the tone. The I don't think I'm doing Caleb service, making him sound like the church lady here. Maybe Caleb's a cool name." She's like, "Dude, the author could have prefaced the maternity leave fact with some positive or congratulatory remark, which I don't think is the Times style, but I'm not
really
sure."
I don't think it's the Times style. That's nowhere in the AP guidebook.
Allison Stewart's on maternity leave. Huzzah!
Yeah. Parents. Congratulations, close parents. Caleb, that's not going to happen. They don't do it like that.
And then Beth wrote in, "I am entertaining the strong possibility of changing jobs, and my potential future boss would most likely not consider me if he knew I was hoping to start a family in the next 2 to 3 years. All other things being equal, I bet he'd rather hire a 29-year-old man." So again, with a conversation about, is there some prejudice in the workplace against women who...
And this maternity leave, yeah. I mean, is the maternity leave, Allison called it a hurdle, an obstacle, a barrier? I don't know. Here
not if
are.
You want to have a baby, it's not.
It's true.
It's necessary.
It's necessary thing.
I just ask, and I don't know why no one else did, what's wrong with being sexy?
I'm sorry?
That's from Spinal Tap when they were accused of sexism. They
said, oh, that's right.
What's wrong with being sexy? It's what I always say whenever an allegation of sexism abounds.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go on maternity leave now. Anyway, check out this thread. There's a lot of stuff in there about the Bryant Park Project, people wondering how we're doing. They wish Allison a speedy recovery. Do check it out. I often get listeners asking for a place just to comment on the show itself, and it looks like Allison has created one.
Right. Sometimes a blog post becomes that thing. Right?
Yeah. A couple of cool other things on the blog, an open thread about Jeremiah Wright and Barack Obama, and for Luncheonette, a YouTube of the Roots blowing up Masters of War a couple years ago. They're on the show later today.
The Dylan song, and we'll ask them about that. Laura Conaway edits our website and blog. You can find us at npr.org/Bryant Park and npr.org/BPP Facebook.
Don't go anywhere. You know why? It's New Music Tuesday. BPP friend Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine is here to run down all...
She's waving. It's true.
We have so many great women on the show, totally rocking it. I'm super psyched.
And other.
Don't go away. Come back. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.